N4 SZY Mobile.
Bob, N4 ZLK Mobile.
Hey Shane, how you doing today?
Hope you are. Tried to get back to you yesterday afternoon, but I was in a, I can't remember why, I was either on the phone or in a bad location. By the time I got back to you, you were gone.
Yeah, I heard you on there talking with, I think the guy's name was Chuck. I was just hollering at him to let him over on the north side of Spartanburg.
The repeater well, and then of course once you get in the repeater, it reaches wherever it reaches. Even though I've got a couple dead spots, you wouldn't think they would be. They didn't used to be, but they are now.
I wonder, so how far off can you receive one of those repeaters?
Base and transmit power, which they usually, most repeaters run between 25 and 50 watts, I think. Yeah, the Mount Mitchell repeater up there, 145.19, I think that you can reach into seven different states from that repeater. Used to be able to talk all the way down to Commerce, Georgia on this one, but it drops out now about exit 160, I believe. 165, maybe. Well, 170, I think that's what it is. 170, anyway, as you cross into Georgia. Used to go all the way down to 149.
You know, my hometown is Orangeburg, South Carolina, and I programmed in the Orangeburg repeater just for when, you know, maybe I'm down that way. You know, of course I can't hit it from here, but I listen on it sometimes, and you know, I thought that I was picking up Orangeburg, but evidently there's another repeater around Shelby or somewhere that is on that same frequency, because I listen to the people on it sometimes, and I heard them talking the other day, and they were in North Carolina, so must be you know, same frequency being used for both repeaters.
And when conditions are just right, sometimes you'll get repeaters bleeding over on each other. Somebody will be, there's one up in Tennessee, I think, on this frequency, and every once in a while, somebody up in Tennessee can key up this repeater if conditions are good. There's a repeater down in Gainesville that I used going down to Atlanta, and normally, I can start hearing it. There's places in Greenville I can hear it, but I can't really get into it. I could really start getting into it and hearing it right at the Georgia line, taking all the way to Atlanta. One night coming back, I was talking to a guy down there, and I talked to him all the way back to Malden Road, and then we continued our conversation just to see how I could do it, and I talked to him all the way up to my home in Cleveland, and I can hear it break the squelch in a lot of areas out here, but I just can't get it. And I was sitting in my driveway talking to him, and I cannot pull it up under normal conditions.
Some of these repeaters link to each other, because I was talking to a guy one night, and he was all the way down in Beaufort on a handy talkie, and I was on a handy talkie here. I think I was on the Spartanburg repeater, and I, you know, I thought there's no way that we're both hitting the repeater with a handy talkie. So some of those repeaters must be linked together. Is that right?
A WR4FC repeater on Spartanburg. I can pull three or four of them up. They link them together on the weekends, and they cover the whole state. And you can actually go on the website. If you knew somebody in the lower part of the state, they list how to link each individual repeaters up. So if you wanted to link up with one, just specific one repeater in the lower part of the state, there's a code you can type in and use it and then deactivate it. But they do link them up on the weekends. I'm not sure if it's Saturday morning or they start Friday night, but they cover the whole state.
Figure that out. Where can I find that information?
Simply just Google the WR4SC repeater system. And they got a web page somewhere. I've looked at it before. I don't know the exact web address.
Comment. KR4ACR, I'm fixing to have to get out, but I was just going to tell you, just Google South Carolina Hearts, HEART. I think it's .org. But they got about 30 repeaters, and they link them at like 5 p.m. on Friday, and then they unlink get at about 9 o'clock Sunday night after that net.
Yeah, thanks for the information. I appreciate that. I can definitely put that to good use.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning to you.
Gentlemen, I got to back out here, but I just wanted to tell y'all that. KR4ACR.
I've got a grandfather down in Orangeburg that doesn't have his equipment set up anymore. He used to have a 60-foot tower back in the day, but he hasn't fooled with it in a while. But, you know, if that's the case, I can get him a handy-talkie and we can link. Maybe if I can link to the Orangeburg repeater, I'll be able to get to him.
Definitely on weekends. I don't monitor those frequencies a lot. I do know they run a net either Tuesday and Thursdays or something like that in the morning around 9 o'clock. It's like a medical emergency services check-in net. There's a lot of hospitals that have radio rooms in them across the state. I think that's what their original goal was, to link up the emergency hospital, healthcare, that kind of thing, and they operate. You should check it out if you're, you know, around the radio on a Tuesday or a Thursday morning. You should be able to hear it, and they link it up at that point to run the net.
I'll have to check that out. I didn't realize that was the purpose, but it makes a lot of sense.
KR4ETW.
It's Chuck, KR4ETW, is that correct?
Hey, sir, we mobile up around the Highway 414 area. Good morning, gentlemen.
Look, I think I spoke to you briefly yesterday afternoon.
Out on H2,
you'll figure out if you got the spot that says you're mobile, where you can receive and where you can get.
All right, don't worry.
Just by getting in here and talking.
Pulling up there, just letting you know.
I was sitting on the porch last night on HT with that new antenna set up, and I'm out mobile today. Use same radio, just different antenna on the mobile.
But your signal jumped up tremendously from when you first came in. That sounds good. I was just saying, if you're kind of new to mobiling around, you'll figure out if you run the same route. You may figure out if you've got any low spots. But good morning to you. It's Shane again here, and you got Rob on the other side there. We're talking, but you headed into work, or are you just out driving around?
Just pick up a couple, and we're going down to Sheely's Barbecue down in Bakersburg, Leesville. Get some hash.
But I can't believe he's talking about food already. And I didn't eat breakfast. Go ahead, Rob.
Play a really good plate of barbecue and you feel like taking a drive. There's a town down below Orangeburg called Holly Hill. I don't know if you've ever heard of it, but that's where Brett Gardner from the New York Yankees is from. There's a barbecue place down there called Sweatman's Barbecue, and that is probably the best plate of barbecue that I have ever had in my life.
I've made some of Sweatman's Barbecue before. It is good. I'm mainly going down here for the hash, and that's a pretty good plate full down here.
Sweatman's is that low country barbecue, which is where I grew up, you know, mustard base. So, you know, I guess you kind of have to like mustard base, but, you know, I like the vinegar base too, but I just grew up with the other style. So I'm, you know, a little prejudiced when it comes to barbecue.
That's right, Rob. I am too. Best kind I liked is somebody else bought it.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I hear you on that. Shane, you ever been down to Sweatman's in Holly Hill?
Not. It sounds good though. I love mustard-based barbecue. I like the other kind too, the vinegar and the tomato-based sauce, but my preference is mustard-based as well. There's a new place here in Greenville that took over a restaurant that's been around for a long time. and I'm struggling with the name of what it used to be, but now it's Lewis Barbecue, and there's several places around, and it's okay. You know, I'm kind of, I don't know if I'm moody about the barbecue or what, or if I just like my own, but this was pretty good. I enjoyed that. Sometimes I'll eat some and think it's pretty good, but it doesn't set right with me later, so then that changes the whole scenario. Go ahead, Chuck.
Talk about Tommy's Ham House. Yeah, you speak Tommy Stevenson for many, many years over.
I forgot about that. You're right, I've ate breakfast there a few times over the years.
All of it. I'm more of a mustard base or vinegar base. I like to mix them too, but I don't want to get too much of the sweet stuff. I just like a little more tang to it.
Noticed about the barbecue places up here is most of them don't do the hash and rice, and that to me was, you know, one of the best parts about eating barbecue.
Well, we're making a 2-hour trip. Just get the hash and rice.
But it must be good. I don't know. I mean, I like rice. I'm not exactly sure what hash is, so somebody might have to fill me in on that.
Shane, it's better if you just don't ask and eat it. Just trust me on that one.
But that I know will not know what hash is. And I like stuff that you don't really want to know what's in it, so I probably like it. Go ahead, Dave.
I only got a minute, but, I mean, hash has got, like, sometimes it's corned beef with potatoes, onions. It's like a mix of fixings. I like it. And I don't know exactly what's in it, and I don't care.
Is that up where you're from?
I don't remember. Too many years ago.
Go ahead, Chuck.
Plain and green and hash around here down a little part of state's pork. Got to have some pork in there and a little bit of everything. But it's easier to say, just like bologna, just eat it. But hash is real good, especially it's kind of a little bit of mustard base to it. And you do it over a bucket of rice, you've got something good.
Traditionally, you know, hash was made because they, you know, they'd barbecue the pig and then they'd have a lot of, you know, leftover stuff that they didn't know what to do with, and they thought, well, let's make some hash with it. But, you know, I would assume that nowadays it's, you know, probably not so much lips and tails and that sort of stuff. It's probably decent meat. But, guys, I'm pulling up to work, so I will catch y'all later. This is KQ4SZY, and I'm clear.
There was a comment in there. Go ahead.
Kilo Romeo 4, Foxtrot Papa Delta. It's Parker out of Greenville. First time on this repeater. Good morning, gentlemen. I wanted to comment on the hash. Union, South Carolina is where I'm from, and Midway Barbecue out there is what hash is to me, and I've yet to find anything like that. But not quite as far as 2 hours away from the Greenville area.
Cut out, and I think you said Parker was your name. Can you give your call again?
That's correct, Parker. Kilo Romeo 4, Foxtrot Papa Delta.
KD, Foxtrot Papa Delta. This is good to meet you. This is Shane, N4ZLK. I'm going to turn it over to Chuck over there. Rob is checking out. So, Chuck, go ahead. N4ZLK.
Okay, I think it's Bart. He said it's one of those depending on taste. We tried to go down there. I've used Shibley's before myself on events, and we went down there and tried it out at the restaurant itself, and it's all-you-can-eat buffet, and they got barbecue, two or three kinds of barbecue, and then they got the hash, all the vegetables, and it's reasonable, and, you know, we need to go somewhere anyhow.
Yeah, I got to duck out, guys. I was just in here for a minute. I'll be back on the radio here shortly, probably about 30 or 40 minutes. Shane, I guess I'll pass it back to you. I will talk with you later. KB2HXS out of here.
Okay, thanks for jumping in. I'm not far from work, and it'll be a while again before I'm back on the radio, or a few minutes anyway. Go ahead, Parker. N4ZLK.
Romeo 4, Foxtrot Papa Delta. Yeah, I'm pulling up to work myself this morning, so I hope y'all have a good day. Thanks for the good conversation. It was good to listen in for a bit before chiming in. You'll have a good morning. Kilo Romeo 4, Foxtrot Papa Delta, clear.
Peace, both of y'all going to work. I hate that for you, but you gotta do it. KR4ETW.
And jump in any time. I'm always here in the morning. I'm not always on the radio, but I'm listening. And, but anyway, I'm still here for a few minutes here, Chuck.
Jane, you had a pretty good route today.
Be the same. Occasionally they give me an extra delivery. I had to had one yesterday for Amazon. I don't know why Amazon can't deliver their own packages. Had to go over to their warehouse. And anyway, it is what it is. They're pretty nice over there. They helped me out. But I haven't quite arrived yet. It's generally the same. Just, you know, sometimes a little heavier than other days.
Days I used to run wild in a local area. Yeah, I never knew where I was going each day, so that made it interesting.
Yes, I have done that years ago in the small package cars, and that was tough, running something. But that was, you know, you 150 stops, and they put you on a route and say, we can't train you, you got to run it blind today. And that would be tough. I kind of like knowing where I'm going. And what I'm doing here is pretty much the same stops every day, same deliveries, and the same pickups. So the truck, sometimes I have turned in when I haven't had a delivery or my pickup was closed for the day, and the truck will just turn in automatically sometimes because I'm so used to it.
Oh, it didn't, that's back in the old days. There wasn't no telephones, no ham radios to be used, you know. It was all by map and CB radio back then. Back in the
70s. That's handy. You know, a lot of businesses, a lot of, I guess you drove in a bigger truck and get into, a lot of dispatchers had a CB in there and you could find out where to go. That was always helpful. Now everybody's on texting or email or whatever, but radio's easier just to pick up the microphone and talk while you're moving.
Right, and safer. I mean, everybody needs to keep their hands clear, their mind clear, but you know, a little bit of radio talk can get you out of something. Just as much as it can get you into something. So I run California for a good little while, and it helped you get out there and back.
Seems I've run up and down to North Carolina or to Atlanta. Used to have a CB in. It would help if there was traffic. Especially somebody coming the opposite way could let you know, but it just, the last couple of years I did it, I went down to Atlanta, it's so quiet, nobody's ever on there, and when they were, it wasn't worth listening to. I just kind of quit carrying one because I had this, and I'd end up talking to the guys down there there's a couple of guys that stayed up all night. They're either working, there's a police officer that was working, he had a radio, then there was another guy who just didn't sleep well, so there was always somebody to talk to.
That's right, KR4ETW. It was your old time. I dug those CB out the last couple of days, but I'm telling you, there's much noise on it. I can talk, I can listen to Illinois and Mexico and California better than I can listen to around the Blue Ridge area.
Sometimes you get some pretty good skips. That's what's good about the 10-meter band on amateur radio. If conditions are good and people are on there, they always say it's conditional, but sometimes I think it's just there's not a lot of people on because whenever there's a 10-meter contest, there's always people on there. So I think it's a little of both, but yeah, you can go pretty far on 10 meters. I had a little 10-meter mobile in my vehicle a few years ago and turned it up to FM frequency. And about 8:30 in the morning, I was talking to the guy in Scotland on FM, just like you and I are talking, only it's simplex.
Kind of getting a pause in case, did we leave Rob out there? Is he still on?
Yeah, he arrived at work. Parker arrived at work, and Dave's got other stuff to do. But I'm actually going to take this time to clear out, too. I'm not far. And I dropped the mic before I get there, and got to do that old four-letter word today. Anyway, Chuck, nice to hear you this morning. Thanks for coming in, and enjoy that barbecue. You have to let me know how it is. That's the KR4ETW, N4ZLK, 73.
Roger, I appreciate the talk this morning, all of you. I'm here to pick up my rider, so I'll talk to you maybe later on this evening. KR4 ETW. Yeah, clear.